on the pusik. Akachi mishom shnei geduye idim tovim. When Rivka told Yaakov to bring her two geduye idim tovim, so the medrash is on the word tovim. Shnei the medrash tovim lebonacho. These geduye idim are good for your children. Shal yudam, because through these geduye idim, through these two goats, al yudam him miskapelahem b'yom hakipurim. Through these two geduye idim, your children will have a kapur on Yom Kippur. The chsiv, because it says in Pusik, the Pashas Achimus, ki vayoyim azeh, yechata v'goyimah. And the Mephoshim, the Medrash explained that the Medrash is referring, and it says mashma the next Medrash, that the Medrash is referring to the two Seirim which were brought on Yom Kippur, the Suil Hashem and the Suil Azuzel, and that's the remez of the Shnei Geduye Izim, is the remez of the Shnei Seirim of Yom Kippur. One has to understand what is the connection, must be some deeper connection between the bracha that Yaakov received and the kapura of the Shnei Seirim of Yom Kippur. There's another medrash in this Sefer. When Yaakov came into Yitzchok to get the bracha, Shtetim Pusik, Vayurach et Reach Begudov. Yaakov Avini smelt the smell, the scent of his clothing, and his Yitzchok smelt the scent of his garments. It's the medrash darshans. And it doesn't say clearly in Medrash, but that's when the Foshim explained that the Medrash changes the word Begudov to Boigdov. Not Vayurich Reach Begudov, but Reach Boigdov. He smelled the smell of those who rebel. And the Medrash says, Vayurich Reach Begudov, Evachai, Kegoin, who did he smell? Two people the Medrash singles out. Yosef Meshisa, the Yukim Mishtreir. And the Medrash tells us two stories, I'll maybe just repeat the first one. Of one about Yosef Meshisa and one about this fellow Yukim Mishtreir. The Medrash tells us, who is this Yosef Meshisa? B'shu shedikshi soynim lehikunet the harabai. B'shu when they made chur with the Migdosh, and the soynim wanted to come into the harabai. Omri, they said, yikunet mehem ibohem tchila. Let us first send in someone from Klal Yisroel. And they chose this Yosef Meshisa, and they told him, Omri le, Mada at mapik, oil, go in. Mada at mapik the doch. And the first thing you take out, you can keep. Michlas, he went in. Vahoitzi menoirah shazuov. And he took out menoirah of zuov. Sheldech for Ayid, he fell so low, goes into the Tzimigdosh, and he plans to keep for himself the menoirah. Omri, they told him, Ein dakish el hedid ishtamash bizi. It's not the normal thing for a hedid, a simple person, to be mishtamash with the menoirah shazuov. And the oil zamet tinu, go in a second time, imad at mapik the doch. And what you take out, you can keep for yourself. Veloy kibbalulov. And he wasn't on the Kabbalist. Omer at Pinchas, the Pinchas said they offered him a merzik reward. Nothing in Mechas Gimashunim, they offered him to keep the tax of 3 years. Veloy kibbalulov. It was not the Kabbal. Omer he said, Loy daye, is it not enough? Shehichasti le lekaya pamachas. That I am the Rebbeinu Shalom once, and the Shachitani Pam Shnia, you want me to do it a second time? This fellow, he'd fallen so low, this Yosef Meshisa, and all of a sudden, after Chamungich, after Herit Shiva, and the Medrash tells us to give him a Murdiki Yisirim, Ma Usiloi, Nosni Yosei, the Chamoy Shacharushim, they put him together with a Chamoy of a plow, Behoyim and Nachsimoy, and the Mamish Mumayasim, the Yifadach Yisirim, and Hoyim and Savayach, he was screaming, Vahoyimah, Vai, Oi, Oi, Shehichafti the boy. What a terrible thing I have done. I made the boy Shalom angry. That was the smell that Yaakov Yitzchok smelled when Yaakov came in to get the brochas. And the Medrash tells a similar story with this other man, Yukim Mishtreir. But that's understand why Pink did Yitzchok have to smell this smell of those who rebelled of Klal Yisroel. And the Medrash says at the end they did choose them. What was the point of Yitzchok having to smell these people just as he was about to bench Yaakov? Then it says that the whole thing is schwer to understand, difficult to understand. Obviously the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted Yitzchok to bench Yaakov. So why did the Rebbeinu Shalom have to be misunderstood in such an underhand way that Yitzchok wanted to bench Esau? He thought it was Esau and really it was Yaakov. Why couldn't the Rebbeinu Shalom arrange it that Yitzchok should want to bench Yaakov? Why did it have to go in such a roundabout way that Yitzchok wanted to bench Esau and really it was Yaakov? That means that some Rishonim even question that if Yitzchok wanted to bench Esau, and with Yaakov, it was a mistake. So, why the, what was the validity to the whole bruchas? What tokens did they carry? If Yaakov really wanted to, Yisov really wanted to bench Yaakov, why, Esav, how was the bruch of Bamaschamo Yaakov? And the Drusha Saram has a whole explanation how and why it works, but that's not the discussion now. But the Chora, if the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted Yaakov to get the bruchas, why did he do it in such a way where Yeshua the Boyerin, there seems to be something wrong with the bruchas? One can question how these bruchas were chal. The Chora would be the best way that Yitzchak should have just wanted to bench Yaakov and given directly the bruchas to Yaakov. The Sefer Be'er Samayim is quoted in the name of Rav Hershah Kohen of Rimanov. He also said Rav Hershah Kohen of Rimanov is on the first day of Chodesh Kislev. So it's a shame exactly when is the Yotzah, if it's yesterday or if it's today, because this year there's only one day of Chodesh. But he was nifta on the first day of Chodesh Kislev. Rakapunim, he brings there some solution. Tuitzi b'day wa nushim asoibim, it's a mistake. People think Kimash Yitzchok birch Yaakov. Yitzchok benched Yaakov. The Haman ki birch at Esav. He thought he was benching Esav. Kitul was there. This was some mistake. The Kavanus the hoist of the birch at Esav. And he was really trying to bench Esav. Loi keni yadova. Ki loi shugi was there. This was not a mistake. Rak hadova hoyo michrach liyotkein. This was something that had to be in such a fashion. She be'emes yivurich at Yaakov. He should bench Yaakov. But in his machshava, he should think about Esav. Why did it have to be in such a way? Why did it have to be like that? He efshe the farit b'tzatayim. One cannot explain it. Rak lechuchom v'remel. The day lechakim v'remiza. There's obviously some very hidden reason why this had to be as though, and he doesn't want to explain it. And he says, for someone who doesn't understand it, one must not tell him. I would like to say over a pshat, which is Kuriv La Pshat, a beautiful pshat, from the Sefer Chaim, which is from a brother of the Maral. It's maybe Kedai Pryuda, his Lushan is brought down in a beautiful pshat from the Sefer Chaim. It's not the exact same pshat, it says in the Sefer Yitzim Chisrul, in the name of Rav Yitzchak Volker, but the Sefer Chaim, Nachfriya, and he says a beautiful pshat, he says that is. Hine b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every day, oymed midat ha-din, he mekatri gulayin ilayim, the midat ha-din is mekatri daily, says every single day. V'boyne sheloylam, ma nishtani eili ma'eili. What is the difference between Yaakov's children and Esav's children? V'lomo yizki eili lebechot Yaakov. Why should they be zoiche to the brucha that Yaakov received? V'heim einam oysim rak masa Esav. They do not... They do not do like Yaakov does. Al Fakat, Chalila, they do like Master Esav. But actually, says the Sefer Chaim, I think, Ki mipnei kitchik zeh, that's because of this kitchik that comes daily. Hoysa sibbe gedoyle vatsina, that is the reason. Me'et Hashem Yisburach, She yehe Yitzchok mechavim de bechoysov el Esav. That is why Yitzchok, Shalas he gave the bruchas, he was mechavim be'emes, to bench Esav. Why? Shimhoyu mechavin liYaakov. Had he benched Yaakov, knowing it was Yaakov, thinking it was Yaakov, lohoysa habrucha miskayemet bezalei, then his children's right to the brucha would only have been Elohim kein yasi kemasa Yaakov shmiskavin elav Yitzchok. Had he benched Yaakov, thinking it was Yaakov, knowing it was Yaakov, then the brucha would have been chal to who? To Yaakov, who does Masa Yaakov. Havol Achshav Shun is Kavan LeEsav. Now that Yitzchok was Mechavan to Esav, not to Yaakov, Al Kopunim Zukta, even after this Kitchig, Ein Masayim Griyat Yoytzin the Masa Esav. It is certain that the Masim of Yaakov of Klal Yisrael are no worse than the Masim of Esav. Perusha Shun is Kavan Elav Yitzchok with the Choytzav. This fellow Esav, who Yitzchok planned to give the Bruchas to, Klal Yisrael will never fall lower than Esav. The Meleva, that was the reason, Doctor, why the Bruchas had to be Daska on such a reason that you should think it's Esav. The Brucha was Chal to Esav. But really it was Yaakov. The Meleva, Doctor, that is why, that is our right to the Brucha, because although Mizayim is the Yaakov, we do not look the way Yaakov wants us to look. Of a Chalila, Egev Yaakov, worse than Esav, we will never be. And that is our schis to the brucha. Perhaps we can take this idea a little bit further. The Gemara says in Yima, Daf Nin Zayin Umad Beis. Right at the bottom. Omalei Ahit Doiki Rav Chanina. Was this Tzadoki who said to Rav Chanina, Hashta now, Buri Tmei Matim. It is certain that you are Tumei. Dichsiv, because it says a Pusik in Eichel, Timusa Bishilel. The Pusik says in Eichel clearly on Kladisul, Doilei that they are Tumei. Omalei, he told him, the Rav Chanina answered back to Tzadoki. Tuchazi, come and let me show you, Ma Dichsiv Bihi. What does it say by Kladisul? Hashoychein itzom, the Pusik says in Achemois, Hashoychein itzom, that the Rebbein Yishlelem is Masher his Shechina, betoich temutzom, even when they are Tumna. Afidu bizman shehein temayim, even chasashurim when Klal Yisrael are Tumna, Shechina shriya b'neim, the Shechina is still with Klal Yisrael. I saw a beautiful pshat in this Gemurah. What was the debate, what was the massive matin between the Tzadoki and the Reb Chanina in the Sefer Einei Shmiel, the Sefer on the Gadot HaShav? He says that there's a basic difference between Klal Yisrael and Emes Avodah. Klal Yisrael, their pnimius is toiv, their etzem, their atmius is completely good. They are duvik in the Rebbeinu Shloim. They have a neshuma, a chelik lekayim imal. The Emes Avodah is nishtaz. The Emes Avodah, even their pnimius, is hotish kashayches mitoyv. This Tzadoki said to Reb Chanina, now you are different. There's no longer any difference, he said, between Klal Yisrael and Emes Avodah. Hashda buri, now it's certain, tmei matim. You are tumah just the same as everyone else. The chsiv, temusa b'shalel. That's the pusik in Eichu, temusa b'shalel. It's clear, you are tumah just like all the goyim. Omalei, he said, no, I will prove to you that you are wrong. Tuchazi, let us have a look, what does it say? It says in the pusik in Achemois, Hashoychen itom, v'soych temusam. The Rebbeinu Shloim is shoychen his shchina, even when v'soych temusam, even when Klal Yisrael are tumah. So Tzadoy, if we will take on like this Tzadoyki, that Klal Yisrael chalila when they chayta, they fall and completely, even their pnimius changes, and there's taka no mukam tuah in them, how could it be that the Rebbeinu Shloim is shoychen itom v'soych temusam? Will the Rebbeinu Shloim be'emes be shoychen in a mukam of tumah? Can't be, it's not possible. It cannot be possible that the Rebbeinu Shloim is be'emes mashing his shchina in a mukam of tumah. It must be, doctor, even when Klal Yisrael chalila are tumah, that they always remain somewhere inside, deep inside, or however deep inside, there always remain some place where they remain duvik to the Rebbeinu Shloim. And that is why it's possible hashoychen itzam b'soych temusam, because even when they are tumah, it's not, doesn't completely go through and through, and there always will remain a mekoyer, a mukim of tahara, and that is how the Rebbeinu Shloim is mashe his shchina in Klal Yisrael afila b'soych temusam. In this week's Torah shtet in pusik, haloi ach Esav liyakov. Ne'im Hashem, v'oyed es Yaakov, v'es Esav tzunaisi. Rebbeinu Shem says, Esav and Yaakov are brothers. V'oyed es Yaakov, I love Yaakov, v'es Esav tzunaisi. Sefer Divrei Yecheskel brings from his father, the Heilige Divrei Chaim. What is it gestellt? What kind of business is this? Yaakov and Esav are brothers. True. Now imagine someone has two brothers. One looks like Yaakov and one looks like Esav. One goes b'derech Hayusha like Yaakov and the other looks like Chmul Nitzol like Esav. Is that a kin? Well, it's Yaakov and I love Yaakov, it's Esav to Nesi. Of course. What difference does it make that Yaakov and Esav were brothers? So what if they were brothers? At the end of the day, Yaakov is Yaakov and Esav is Esav. And that's why, well, it's Yaakov, I love Yaakov, it's Esav to Nesi. He brings down the name of the Divrei Chaim, and I'm going to study it that way, so it's a little bit different, but I saw this. The Pshat I'm almost saying in Sefer Pritzadik. I'm going to come back to the Pritzadik in a minute. He says, "Haloi ach Esav liYaakov." Even as in his mum, when it appears as ach Esav liYaakov, when it appears that Yaakov and Esav are no different, they're brothers. They look exactly the same. One cannot see chalila the difference between Yaakov and Esav. We're not talking about his mum, where Yaakov looks like Yaakov and Esav looks like Esav. No chalila when it's ach Esav liYaakov. When Yaakov and Esav look like brothers, they look like one that's on the same. Abu Pikan, Voye Ves Yaakov, I still love Yaakov, Ves Eisav Sinaisi, and I still can tell you Ves Eisav Sinaisi. Favos Taka, why Taka is it like that? When Ach Eisav Yaakov, when Yaakov and Eisav Taka look the same, when they look like brothers, one cannot see the difference. Why is it Voye Ves Yaakov, Ves Eisav Sinaisi? So that's the difference. Because Yaakov, even when he looks like Yaakov, deep down there's always something where he looks like Esau. He's still always deep down something which resembles Yaakov. There's Esau's Sinaisi. Esau is through and through an Esau. That is why even when Ach Esau and Yaakov, even when Yaakov and Esau look similar, still, whoever is Yaakov, there's Esau's Sinaisi. The Medrash in this week's Parsha, the next piece after that, when it says that the Shnei Geduyim on the Ramans, on the Shnei Siri and the Kippurim, it says in the Medrash, on the Pusik, Hein Esau Uchi Ish Sue. My brother Esau is a man who has a lot of hair. Vonoichi Ish Chulok, and I have no hair. K'moy de Oma, Ki Chele Kashem Amoy. Chulok, the Medrash Darshan, Revolution Ki Chele Kashem Amoy. Klal Yisrael is the Chelek of the Rebbeinu Shleinu. Reb Levi Oma, Reb Levi gave an interesting Mushul. And Mushul Lekavet, a man who has a lot of hair, Vekarach, and a man who's bald. Shayoim dem asfasa goyren, who is standing at the end of the threshold, ve'ulo hamoit, and the straw fell bekavitz on his hairy man, v'nestavach besari, got caught in his hair. Ulo hamoit bekarach, and the straw got caught, fell on the man who's bald. V'nusen yudei aroshe v'aviro, he just picked his hand on his head and he took it off. Vashenko, this hairy fellow, he couldn't get chaschel eitzi, he couldn't get out the hair from his head. Kach zut mushul, that's a mushul, for eitzi v'rusha, neslachlich ba'avoynes kol yemoit ha'shuna. He's neslachlich, he filthies himself a whole year with haveris. Ve'enu b'mei yechapa, he has no way to be mechapa on himself. Avol Yaakov neslachlich ba'avoynes, Yaakov chvile chalile, he's neslachlich ba'avoynes kol yemoit ha'shuna. Ibu yom ha'kipirim, he comes in kippa, ve'yashle b'mei yechapa. Shenema, ki ba'yoyim ha'zei yechap. Esau has no mukum for kapura. Yaakov, he's the mushul of the bald man, he has the mukum for kapura. Look the Alshach HaKudish, look to the Medish, what's the Chatness Medish? Yaakov, I feel it when he does Averis, it's only on the outside, the exterior. He's a bald man, he doesn't touch his inside. It's easy for him to come clean. Esau Verusha, when Esau Averis, he does it with his penimius. It's much harder for Esau to be miskata. But Ish Chulok, he chelik Hashem Amoy. Klal Yisrael is chelik Hashem Amoy. Always inside, they are the chelik of the Rebbeinu Shleim. And that is why they have Bameli Iskata. Perhaps we can say that is why Yaakov took the bruchas disguised as Esau. We said the Sefer Chaim explains the reason why it had to be Azoy was because if Yaakov had taken the bruchas as Yaakov, the bruchas would be chal on Yaakov. However, now that Yaakov was dressed up as Esau, the bruchas were chal on Yaakov even when he looked like Esau. But perhaps we can extend this thought a bit. That when Yaakov was dressed up as Esau, everybody knew this was only a dress rehearsal. He was only dressed as Esau. But on the inside, he was obviously Yaakov. And that was a symbol, that was a remnant, that even when Klal Yisrael will look like Esau, but they will only look like Esau. On the inside, they will always be Yaakov. They will always remain faithful Yaakov. And that is why they are takazirche to the bruchah. They, even though they are doimah to Esau, but they are Esau to Yaakov. Even though Yaakov and Esau seem to be brothers, or this Yaakov will have to, Yaakov is always zirche to the bruchah, because on the inside, deep inside, he always remains Yaakov. Yitzchok, as he gave the bruchah to Yaakov, he said, Hakoil koil Yaakov, by Yudayim, Yudai Esau. Nemesis the Mephoshim mentions it because it would seem, and from Medish it's Mashmazoi, that was the reason why he got the Bruchas. Now, other Rabbi, if it was a Koyukal Yaakov, a Yudayim, the Yaakov, the Chorei Yitzchak should have stopped what's going on. And the Pusik is Mashma Paket, that was the reason why he was Zeichet to the Bruchas. Koyul, the voice of a person, comes from the inside. That's the premium of a person. HaKoyukal Yaakov, the reason why Yaakov was Zeichet to the Bruchas was because HaKoyukal Yaakov, the Pneumius is always Yaakov. Even when Chalila Yudayim is the Yaakov, the exterior looks like Esau, his hands, his actions look like Esau, but the Pneumius is HaKoyukal Yaakov. And now we can understand the other Medrash. The Medrash says, Vayurach et Reach Begudov. Yitzchok, as he was about to bench Yaakov, he smelt Reach Begudov. Look at the Medrash, what is Reach Begudov? Reach Boigdov, the smell of those who rebelled. And the Medrash tells us the story of the fellow who rebelled, And at the last minute, of the Chsigichab, he did choose. Yitzchok had to give the Bruches to Yaakov on such an oifen, to the Sefer HaChaim, because he was giving the Bruches Hakeh to those who rebelled. That even those who rebelled in Klal Yisrael, who look Chalila like Esav, should also be Zoyche to the Bruches. That's why he was Vayurach Reach Boivdov. As he gave the Bruches, he smelt in the Usse those Reach Boivdov, the smell of those who rebelled. Others, the Temedrish, even those who rebel, they always remain inside Yaakov. And at the last minute, that man had fallen so low, he went into the Heichol, and he took out the Menorah Shazuov. Imagine, a man comes into the Heichol, and he plans to keep the Menorah Shazuov. And all of a sudden, he comes out, and they tell him, no, go in again, Dairi Sheikhasti is Boyer Pamachas. And you, with Makabal himself, Moridiki Yisirim. And all he said was, Oli, Vadi, that was Machas, the Rebbeinu Shalayim. The Gemara says in Psuchim, that's me, Vobo Medalis. The Gemara tells us that when Yaakov benched his children, he wanted to be Megala Kesa Yamin. He wanted to tell him when Mashiach will come. And all of a sudden, Nistalka Meni Shechina. The Shechina went away from him. So he said, Oma, Shema Yichas Vashulim Yesh Vimitusi Tzil. Perhaps one of my children are not the Seder. Kavruam, just like Kavruam, Sheyutim Meni Yishmuel, Avruam Adesam Yishmuel. V'ovi Yitzchok, my father Yitzchok, Shuyutzim Meni Esav, who came from Yitzchok Esav. Omri Levulov, no, Shema Yisruel, hear Yisruel, Hashem Elekaini, Hashem Echot. Omri, Kesheim Shem Belibcho Elo Echot, just like you only have one Rebbeinu Shloilom, Kach Em Belibaini Elo Echot, we are completely Ma'amin and Achtas Hashem. Voice the Shu at that time, Pusach Yaakov Evini, Ve'oma, Burich Shem, Kvoid, Malchisa Elo Elam Vuev. Omri Rabunov, so the Rabunov said, Hekanavu, how should we do this? Namri, should we say both Shema Yisrael and Buruch Shai Kvod Machisa the other word? Le Omri Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu never said Buruch Shai Kvod Machisa the other word. We cannot say it. Le Namri, should we not say it? Omri Yaakov. Yaakov said it. At the end of the day, Yaakov said Buruch Shai Kvod Machisa the other word. How can we leave it out? It's Tini Lu Mitzvakin, Sheyi Omri Moshe Bechashui. They should say it quietly. In Sefer Yitzchak Yisrael in Parshas Vayechi, there's a beautiful pshat in this Gemara. He says, Yaakov says, perhaps there's a psil bezari. Perhaps there's a psil bezari. Yeshua Metusi psil. And when he heard from his children, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elekeni Hashem Echod, he said, Burich Shem Kvoid Malchisa Liyolam Vuez. So that amir of Burich Shem Kvoid Malchisa Liyolam Vuez was when Yaakov certified that Ein Bezari psil. There's no such thing as a psil bezari shal Yaakov. However, he says, comes the later Doris, we cannot see it. We don't see that Ein Bezari Psil. It looks Chalila that there perhaps is something wrong with some members of Klal Yisrael. We cannot say anymore Buruch Shem Kvod Machisa Lein Vuev. We cannot say, like Yaakov said, Buruch Shem Kvod Machisa Lein Vuev, there's no Psil in the Tusa. Dr. Loi Namri, should we not say it? Omre Yaakov. If Yaakov said Buruch Shem Kvod Machisa Lein Vuev, and Yaakov certified there's Ein Psil Bezari, we cannot say it. We can also say, sorry, Hiskini, they were mistaken. They should say it quietly. But the remez is, quiet, we cannot see it. It's secret. You cannot see that Yaakov is always the Seder. Or but deep down, in secret, in quiet, it's clear that Yaakov is always, the Yaakov's children will always remain like Yaakov. Yom Kippur is the Zman of Cheret. Yom Kippur, it comes out, it shines forth the pneumius of Klal Yisrael. And Yom Kippur is clear the chilik between Klal Yisrael and the Emes Roilam. Yom Kippur, he says, we say Buruch Shem Kvod Machisa Lein Vuev loud. We don't have to say it quiet anymore. Yom Kippur is clear that Ein Psil Bezari Shel Yaakov. Yom Kippur, there's no Shalos. Yom Kippur is clear, it shines through the pneumius of Yaakov. Yom Kippur, we say it loud. Perhaps that is why, coming back to the vault of the Enish Shmir and the Gemara Yima, he explains Hashoichen Itom B'Seichtim Musam, that the Raya that Klal Yisrael always remain in the Pnimius Toiv is from the fact that Rebbeinu Shlom is Maskim to be Shoichen Itom B'Seichtim Musam. It has to be, it cannot be possible that Chas Hashem Klal Yisrael is completely bad if Hashoichen Itom B'Seichtim Musam. It's a Raya, it's a proof that Klal Yisrael remained the Seder. Perhaps that is why it says it in the Parsha of Achilles, in the Parsha of Yom Kippur, because in Yom Kippur it's clear, that's where it becomes crystal clear, this Nekuda, that Klal Yisrael and Pnimius always remained the Seder. Shtetin Sefer Pritzadik in Shishim Pirim. The Shnei Seirim of Yom Kippur, the Medrash in this week's Parsha tells us, the Shnei Seirim of Yom Kippur with the Zesu El Hashem and with the Zesu El Azuzam. The Zesu El Hashem, Shet HaMedrash, is Meramaz on Yaakov. The Zesu El Azuzel, the Zesu that was sent to Azuzel, that's Meramaz on Esau, and he carried on himself all the Averis of Klal Yisrael, because he was Goyim the Averis of Klal Yisrael. If the Pitzadik is Mazda, the Gemurah says in Yima, that the Shnei Seirim of Yom Kippur have to be Shuvim B'Mara, they look exactly the same. Shuvim B'Koyim, they are the same height, and they cost the same. Shnei Seirim, they're equal, exactly the same. So to what is the Inyan? Why did they have to be Azuz? So said, no, the Shnei Tamaridik are Remnes. So said, Ya, Suel Hashem is Meramaz on Yaakov. The Suel Azuzel is Meramaz on Esau. So say, even at the time when they look exactly the same, Shuvim B'Mara, Shuvim B'Koyma, they cost the same, they look the same height, Yaakov and Esau Chalila look the same. One cannot see, and with our eyes, one cannot see the difference between Yaakov and Esau. So the Demos Machman Agoyru. He says, the Emes, the Kohen Gudel was standing there. He couldn't work out which one was Yaakov and which one was Esau. It was hidden from everyone. No one could work out which one is Yaakov and which one is Esau. So the Agoyru works completely Shalika Derech HaTeva. The Tzudik says it's more hechavi in a way than a Nevi'ah, because the Nevi'ah works through the Nuvi, and Goyal works only completely Al Pi Hashem. But even the Nuvi, the Kohen Gudel, no one can tell the difference, Khalida, between Yaakov and Esau. There's the Goyal. There's still the Goyal who will always be able to tell the difference. Ribbono Shel always is able to discern the Chelik between Yaakov and Esau. He will always be able to say, this one is Hashem, and this one is Esau, this one is Azuzel. And then he says, the Meshach Avurim, this pshat, Halo Ach Esav Yaakov, even when Ach Esav Yaakov, even when Yaakov and Esav look like brothers, they seem exactly the same, Abel Bikan, as Yaakov Lahafti, Ves Esav Sinaisi. This fits in very nicely with the vault of the Yisrael Chisrul, that Yom Kippur is his mom, when the premiers of Klal Yisrael will come through, and that Yom Kippur is his bara, the schilik between Yaakov and Esau. Perhaps now we can come back to understand the Hezbo and the Medrash which we started off with. Rivka told Yaakov when he went to get the Bruchas, Kachachu shtei gediya izim toivim. You should bring for me two gediya izim toivim. So the Medrash, toivim lebonacho. These two gediya izim are good for your children. Sha'al yudam, because through them he miskapu lehem b'yom akipirim. Because through them he's miskapu on Yom Kippur. Through the fact that Yaakov took these two Gideism Toivim and received the Bruchas from Yaakov, from Yitzchok, that is how his children will be Zoicha to these Kapur of Yom Kippur. And we explained that this refers to the Shnei Seirim of Yom Kippur. I got a notice yesterday, some people have a minute to say Erwin Shredish Yom Kippur Kuten. In the Piyat of Yom Kippur Kuten, steht, beginning of the Lush, Beyot Mizbech and Gdush Amachoini, they were with the two seirim of the goyim. It seems the choyah that was asking a nekuda. Why does the pick choose this nekuda that the shnei seirim of Yom Kippur were done with the goyim? The choyah is a side issue of the kapura of the shnei seirim. Why would the Titan choose that this nekuda of the goyim of Yom Kippur? But we may read for a pesudik faket. The goyim, that was the whole. Hezba, how these Shnei Seirim work. Because Ba'amis, Yaakov and Esav seem the same. No one could tell the difference. No one really understood why was Yaakov Zoicha to a Kapura and Esav is not Zoicha to Kapura. But the Goyal, that's what verified, that's what showed. We can't understand it. I'll be Goyal, I'll be the Rebbeinu. The Rebbeinu always will see the difference between Yaakov and Esav. Look, the Medrash, that this Oifen, that Yaakov took the Bruchas, disguised as Esav, looking like Esav. But of course, inside it was Yaakov. When Yaakov went in to get the Bruchas, it was Yaakov just dressed up as Esau. That is the Rem, the symbol for the future of Klal Yisrael. That even when Chalila, they dressed as Esau and they look like Esau, in the inside there will always be Yaakov, and that is their koyach to receive the Kapura of Yom Kippur of the Shnei Seirim of the Garula. And Asher Kamad is looking that the Medrash says the Yitnechu Elakim, that the Medrash One of the pshutim of the Medrash is the yitelechu elikitzchu. The elikitzchu, the Rebbeinu Shlom, and perhaps we can say it means that the yitelechu elikitzchu, the Rebbeinu Shlom should always be masha hishchina in Klal Yisrael. The anishmiras mazbe the gemura and yima. That is the remez, because our sheikh and itzam mitzrich the muslim always Klal Yisrael should have this elikitz inside them. They should always have this our sheikh and itzam mitzrich the muslim. That was the brucha that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov, that even when you're dressed as Esav and you look like Esav, you should always be zeicha to our sheikh and itzam mitzrich the muslim. You should always have the elikitz inside you. When we talk about zeicha, the kurup, the yitzchak, the kiss, the rebbeinu shel should be mashe hishchina, the secheini, the kurup, the yemeini, omer.